My dad and I have always loved the sea. Whether we're boating, fishing, or swimming, it fascinates us. We love everything about the sea, the smell, the sound, the feel, everything. We love kayaks also, so we've started taking yearly kayak trips around the San Juan Islands. Every time before we set out, there is always the confusing, nerve-wracking scurry to get all the gear, interrupted occasionally by someone dropping large, heavy objects on your foot or lighting your hand on fire. I always forget something. Then, of course, there is never enough room for all our gear in the tandem kayak that we rent, and Dad and I would have to sacrifice a sleeping pad or pillow. We're on the water, and all worries about insurance, money, appointments, grades, and homework melt away. The only worry is bigger boats. We slowly paddle out of the Northwest Outdoor Center on Lake Union, past Gasworks Park, and head down the shipping canal. We watch huge boats on dry docks being painted or repaired. Some are just floating, waiting to go out or be repaired. We see the old ferry, the Kalakala, sitting in the water. I love to look at the different names of the boats and see how far they have come. Some are from Alaska, some Hawaii. Some are enormous, while others are just dinghies. We arrive at the locks feeling sore from building first-day muscles. We watch enormous salmon jump out of the water and flop back down, for there is a salmon run right next to the locks. Every time I see this, I wish I had brought a net, for I could have just reached out and caught with it a 5-pound salmon. We wait while other bigger boats pull up and wait like us. Finally, a light goes on, a horn blares, and we have to rush out of the way so we don't get hit by bigger, seafaring yachts that gush out of the locks. Finally, we paddle in, feeling small and weak, next to boats that could have held a car or two. We tie up next to the wall, literally choking on the amount of exhaust fumes coming out of the large boats right next to us. Slowly, the water level starts to drop, but it appears as though the walls are rising. We go down and down until you feel like a gladiator in a pit, fighting elephants. The doors finally open and we smell the ocean. We are allowed a head start because we are the slowest and we will get run over if we don't get out of the way. We finally get on the water and paddle around to different islands like Fay Bainbridge and Brown Bay. We camp out near marinas and trailer parks in our tiny two-person tent. Late at night, I wake up to the sounds of cougars growling, but it turns out to be my dad snoring. We have to coordinate our movements with the tide and wind conditions. We always mix up and end up having to go back the long way, but we don't care. We see all different types of wildlife like seals, whales, birds, and starfish. Once, while crossing the Sound to go back to Alki, we were crossing and I saw a yacht coming across the water to our left. I was always nervous about being hit, so I told my dad. He said there's nothing to worry about because we're the smaller boat and we have a right of way. We keep going, and the boat gets closer and closer, and it's not turning. My dad also starts to get nervous. It finally gets so close that we can see the person driving it, and it's on a collision course for us. This boat could smash us to bits. In the middle of the Sound, we have to back paddle to avoid being hit, as though the Sound were a tiny creek with no room. If we had a flare gun, we would have shot the guy. Finally, we paddled in, dodging more boats. We landed on Alki. Those trips were the most fun I have ever had in my life.